Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 284 on July 8th, 2018.
I'm glad you said all that, because I know you told me what the episode number was just a few seconds ago, and I went, I got no idea what that
was. I don't need to remember that. She always says it. We're going to turn the tables. Next week, Don, I'm going to do the announcing, bring us in, and then you're going to give the podcast.
The particulars.
There you go.
The stats.
The stats of the podcast. Speaking of stats of the podcast, anyone can find all of our current back episodes on owlcreekradio.podomatic.com.
Yep.
And we check our stats there. The general public can't. We can't through our account.
Mm-hmm.
But what helps our stats is visiting that. And there's even a place when you go to owlcreekradio.podomatic.com that you can leave a comment on any episode that strikes your fancy. So the links that we put up, like on Facebook, that people go to, that takes them directly to a specific episode.
Yeah.
But if they go to that particular owlcreekradio.podomatic.com, then they can see all those back episodes, and then they can comment or like or share from there.
It's a good thing people can't comment on future episodes.
That would be challenging. But they could give us ideas for future episodes. We're always game to that.
Yeah. We'll take a comment anywhere you can plop one down.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pay attention and respond.
That's right. And like I said, that does help our statistics and our ranking, and we always appreciate that. So there you go. That's our commercial for ourselves right off the bat.
And by the way, this is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Which is why we talk about the Owl Creek Gazette so much all the time on the podcast.
And, you know, if you have just crawled out from underneath, you know, wherever you're crawling and listening to the podcast, we're also available on Spotify. We're also available on iTunes. So you don't have to go directly to, if you've fallen in love with the Owl Creek Gazette and fallen in love with Creekside with Don and Jan, you can listen to it on your favorite podcast player.
We're here, there, and everywhere. So now to the show. Now that we've done a self-promotional commercial, we'll move on to the content of the show.
Okay. Well, and let me tell you about the content. Somebody left some muffins out on the counter. And we were told that anything that was left out on the counter was fair game. So I ran out there and I grabbed up a muffin and found out it was a blueberry muffin. My goodness, it's good. And it's like second or third day.
Where is this magical counter that holds all these blueberry muffins?
What I'm talking about is that we are in Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House, and out on yonder counter is where these muffins were.
That's right. Our Creekside studio is here, and we've been invited to eat any leftovers, and we have happily accepted that invitation.
We will take your challenge and raise you one.
And so what we're saying is the idea that these muffins are so good, come on in when the store is open.
And you can get fresh ones.
That's right. And you can find their information in the Owl Creek Gazette, all their location, time they're open, all kinds of things, because they also are supporters and sponsors of Creekside with Don and Jan, as is KNR Wireless.
Oh, yeah. And anyhow, we have got some exciting news that we've been working on. You've been working on privately while I've been working on other stuff. But we're going to have an art fair.
Well, almost, Don. That's headed in the right direction. It's going to be an art exhibit.
Okay. Yes,
and I think there's a little difference. We've done fairs, home shows, expos, and now we're exhibiting.
We'll not be exhibiting outdoors with artwork. No, that's another story altogether. Anyhow, the art project, art exhibit, will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 11, 12, and 13. Can you tell me why?
Well, folks that have been reading the magazine or listening to the podcast know that we have been talking about the whole transcendentalist movement in New England in the, 1800s?
Ralph Waldo Emerson. Yeah. Louisa May Alcott and her ilk and that genius cluster in Concord in that area is the thrust behind this. And we've decided you had a marvelous inspiration from two owl pictures that were done by May Alcott, Louisa May's sister, who was an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those two owls inspired you into having an art exhibit of anything owl.
Right. And so when I talked about the reason I brought up the transcendentalist, and then you pointed out that genius cluster in Concord, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. In our recent April event, we hosted a gentleman who portrayed Henry David Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau used to sit at the same dining room table as Louisa May and her whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Yes, so that whole group of people knew each other and inspired generations afterwards to think outside the box, to challenge authority, to question why they think the way they do. And that's right up our alley. So when we had one event led me to think that also would be very cool to read Little Women and that whole series of books that Louisa May Alcott wrote. So that grew into our book club, which we'll talk about later and which we've mentioned before on the show. But as I was sitting there thinking, the book club inspired then the dinner, which we have every autumn, and that's going to be October the 13th here at Adam Brothers also.
Right.
So I love all the connections and how we stay interconnected with everyone.
The only thing we're not having is owl for dinner.
We're not eating owl. That would be frowned upon for lots of reasons by so many people, and government included.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when we talked about doing the autumn dinner, and then that will be based on recipes that come from the Louisa May Alcott cookbook and Little Women book series and Little Men.
It's a popular theme right now because of the release of the movie.
Well, and the release of the new movie is directly related to the fact 150 years ago was the release of the first book, Little Women.
Oh, wow.
So that's the anniversary, and that's the thrust of all this new interest in that. So we decided to jump on that bandwagon and embrace that. But it came after we actually wanted to do this anyway. It was like, oh, cool. This accidentally all makes sense and comes together. So back to your original, why do we want to do this and have the art festival? When I saw those pictures that, like you said, Louisa's sister painted for her, I thought last year at our autumn dinner, we had a book festival. Why not let's go ahead and do something else in conjunction with our autumn dinner? And thus, the Owl Project, our Owl Creek Gazette art exhibit, that idea was born.
Well, and, you know, all things owl, owls can come in many shapes and sizes. We actually had a young man, 14-year-old boy, build us an owl from folded paper. Do you remember that?
I do, and I think he was even younger than that, Don, but I'm not sure.
Maybe as much as as little as 10, but it was an amazing piece of work, you know, from doing nothing more than folding construction paper in the right direction. It made the barred owl shape and the way the feathers lay on an owl. It made the ears, the whole shooting match. And then for some special accoutrement, I guess for the earpieces, he actually used folded Owl Creek Gazette magazine.
And you know what? I just really remember this, that while he made it for us, he made it by design from Nathan Dothager's request to make it for us. And Nathan is the co-owner of KNR Wireless.
There you go. Full circle again.
That's right. So our friends come together and we join in events and we join in celebrations and we join in just sharing talents of other people. And we thought this is the perfect opportunity to promote so many artists. And by the way, someone said to me, is this going to be just local? Is it just kind of a Greenville event? And I said, absolutely not, because the Owl Creek Gazette, obviously, we are a regional magazine with farther reaches than that. Now that anything's on the internet, it's worldwide if you want it to be.
It's on the interwebs.
That's right. So anyone that can bring their owl-inspired artwork into us a week before the art exhibit is welcome to go ahead and have their work included. We'll be announcing a lot more details, entry dates, exact dates and time, but the actual show, like you said, is the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Mm-hmm. And that will be all the artwork will be up here, 2D, 3D. We're talking painting. We're talking photographs. We're talking sculptures, needlework, paperwork, anything that you are inspired to show the beauty of owls, all, you know, the adventure of owls, anything. Like you said, all things owl. That's why we called it the Owl Project.
Well, that's pretty darn cool. I'm kind of inspired by wanting to see what other people think of owls. I'm inspired by the presence of owls because we hear them in the neighborhood. We've had reports of my friend Gordon has spotted one and took a picture of it right in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
We had
and that was in the daytime.
You're right, in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Charles did that as well 2 years ago, and you know reported that this owl was setting up on his fence post.
Mm-hmm.
And just. It's not something that you see very often. And maybe 4 years ago, we had a family of owls that lived in a hollow tree just down the corner of 5th and Main. So mm-hmm. it was a 6th and Main. The other way, 4th and Main. That's okay. But at any rate, owls are so inspirational and so stalwart when you see them. They are.
Well, I think they're rare enough that you're always taken aback when you see them, especially if you've heard them and you know they're there, but you haven't got that glimpse, that ultimate glimpse.
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of people are inspired, like you were saying, by them because it's infrequent. When it is, it's a treat. They can look regal. They can look wise. And I imagine if you're a mouse or a rodent, they can look scary. So it'll be interesting to see the artists who participate in this art show, how they depict those owls. Sweet and innocent, wise, scary, gorgeous, regal, beautiful. I don't know.
And you got to remember, those baby owls that you see that are on Facebook or what have you, those things have got talons and beaks, and those talons and beaks are used for a particular purpose.
Right. So those little fluff balls do go into hunters. They grow into dangerous hunters for, like I said, if you're a rodent running around, you look at them in a whole different way.
Right.
The art show will have a fee with it, $5 entry fee, and so that will allow the person bringing in the artwork to submit up to 3 different images. So they could, you know, depict owls in 3 different ways if they want to. And that we figured $5 was a very reasonable price, but we knew that, you know, most art shows and art exhibits do have some sort of entry fee. We will be giving away awards, and we're not sure what those are yet. That's to be announced because this all just came about. I think 2 days ago I came up with this idea.
It's too early to figure out what the awards are yet. But
right.
There'll be some sort of prize for a grand champion, and there'll be some sort of secondary prizes behind that as well. So mm-hmm. we just don't know what it is yet.
And we've got 2 different categories. We've got the teen division, 13 to 19, and then adults 20 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got artist Mary Kinsler, who was the art teacher here in Greenville for years and years and years and does all kinds of art teaching and training and display and still is an active working artist herself in that she still submits her work all over the place.
Yeah.
So she's going to be here with us when we accept artwork, and she's going to be helping us display it on Adam Brothers walls. And I'm looking around the room since we're sitting here at Adam Brothers inside at our studio anyway, and looking, there is artwork and always is artwork up here of some kind, but there's a lot of wall space here.
There is a lot of wall space.
And so we can do plenty of photographs. We will require that the pictures and photographs be either matted and or framed.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the show to look really nice. And then, like I said, 3D stuff, if you've got some sort of sculpture that you want to bring, we're going to figure out how we can accommodate that. So look for lots more information about this in the magazine. We'll be having it on Creekside with Donna Jan. We'll be having it on Facebook, on our website, owlcreekgazette.com. So all this is really in the works, but we're really excited to add that to another layer of our annual dinner.
And speaking of layers to be added upon, we have our book club is coming up. The next book club meeting that we have is Wednesday, July 18th. That's going to be a wine and hors d'oeuvre Little Women Book 2 discussion. So you can have some hors d'oeuvres and wash them down with some vino and talk about Little Women. Make sure you bring your husbands.
Well, you came last time.
Oh, yeah.
And you've always enjoyed our book clubs. And then eventually you're going to go into other things we're going to read. But we wanted to make sure, if you have not read the book, don't let that stop you from coming. The conversation deviates from the book. Sometimes the book is just an inspiration. And sometimes when we've had our book clubs, we really do talk about the book.
We do. And yes, we talk about deviant things, too. So. We've also got go ahead.
Let folks know where the book club is.
Well, the book club is, we hold the book club at Terra Mater Botanicals. Mm-hmm. That's at Elm and College here in Greenville. Mm-hmm. And you can't miss it because it's a big white house that says Terra Mater on the front of it. We've got Wednesday, August 15th. That's going to be movie night. And guess what the movie's going to be?
Little Women. Just think. A theme. I see a theme here.
There's something going on. It is a movie night. And then after that, we're suggesting that you begin reading Behind a Mask, The Unknown Thrillers of Louisa May Alcott.
Right. So she had a lot more in her than just Little Women. She was very creative and very articulate and... So that's the kind of thing we want to show, that other side of her.
She had an Alfred Hitchcock side.
Maybe so.
Wednesday, September 19th will be Wear a Mask Night. That's Behind a Mask and Pauline's Passion and Punishment discussion. Then Saturday, October the 13th, is the big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And the Owl Creek is that annual autumn dinner with Louisa May Alcott and Little Women theme. The dinner will include recipes from the books Little Women, Little Men, and Louisa May Alcott cookbooks. So
and
that's here at Adam Brothers. We've already talked about that, right?
We have, but something we haven't mentioned regarding the dinner is that Angie Shute, the director of the Trenton Library, she is the library's director, and she is a speaker and researcher, history buff. She will be giving a presentation on Louisa May Alcott. We had her last year for our autumn dinner when we did the Waltons, and she was a delight. She just threw herself into that presentation.
She threw herself into the role.
She did, and I loved it, and I said, would you be game to do it again this year? And she said, absolutely. So we get such a kick out of Angie. Look up Angie Shute on Facebook, folks. What a hoot she is with her posts, her comedy, her cleverness, and she brings that then to the dinner too. So I'm looking forward to having her as part of that event as well.
Yeah, indeed. And then Wednesday, October 18th or 17th rather, Tales Around the Fireside. So, you know, that's Roxanne has a fire that she keeps in her backyard at the ready.
Yes. And Roxanne is owner of Terra Mater Botanicals. Anyone will, you know, that's a longtime reader of the Owl Creek Gazette will know that she's been writing for us for a long time. And the reason we're having it at her business location is that she's facilitating the conversation.
Yeah, she's a facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the books to be discussed are The Mysterious Key and the Abbott's Ghost discussions. And of course, you know,
we're getting into Halloween at that point.
Getting into Halloweeny mm-hmm. stuff, right? Then Wednesday, October 14th, it'll be a wrap up, the final meeting of the year. And earlier book club meetings are held on May 9th. The introduction, the May 23rd was Louisa May Alcott biography. June 20th, Little Women book 1 discussion. So it's going to be just the wrap up.
Oh, and I looked at you funny when you said that, because it's not October the 14th. It's November the 14th. It's a wrap-up.
Oh, did I say October?
You did. And I thought, well, how did we go from October 17th to the 14th? Back in time. But anyway, we don't need to do that. November the 14th will be the wrap-up for the year for the book club. And we will have learned almost everything about Louisa we can learn at that point.
Pretty much so. Mm-hmm. I got to confess, I just had a bite of that muffin. That's mm-hmm. really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, they brought the muffins out to our Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair, and one of the little girls that was there with her mom said, those are the best blueberry muffins I've ever eaten in my life. So she went back and had another one.
Oh, was she all of 10 or 12?
I think so, yeah. But she was a fan. She became converted to Adam Brother Blueberry Muffins.
Yeah. Well, they are good, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we did, we've had some travels in the last few days. I had a little jaunt to William Jennings Bryan's Park in Salem.
Yes, we take those jaunts when we deliver the magazines. It breaks up the the drive and turns it into
something fun.
Yeah, and we always have fun when we go on these drives, and it's good to see all the people we deliver the magazines to, but it's really nice when you can get off the beaten path.
And there were some paths that were beaten in that place. There was a couple of trees that were down, big trees, mm-hmm. that looked like they had been
recently uprooted.
But yeah, I can't remember any time that there had been that kind of wind come through. But at any rate, they're there. Maybe they're termite magnets so that they don't eat people's homes in the neighborhood. I don't know. But there was some pretty cool stuff that you'll see going up on Facebook from what we took photographs of.
Well, that one really interesting built pavilion.
Yeah. It's sort of a rocket shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, in Little Salem, Illinois. I want to find out who designed that. Looked like it had a plaque on it at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And the plaque was gone or had been removed or whatever, so I want to find that out. And then we saw this really neat, you know how nature can create its own art. And we saw, as we were looking at the pavilion, what looked like to be a birch walking man.
Yeah, a branch that had fallen down out of a birch tree,
mm-hmm.
had fallen down in such a way that it looked like a very thin man was walking through the forest.
And then there were some sticks behind it that almost looked like a fence. And I went, whoa, God, slow down, take a picture of that. So whenever you can find nature-inspired art that did the work for you and all you have to do is just enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
And discover it, then that's really a treat. So we always appreciate that. And we talked about parks growing up. There's so many good memories that I have of Vandalia Parks. That's a wonderful park system. So when your community has a good park, and the kids can play and enjoy as family and friends, and events can be held there. It's just really nice. And it looked like so many people were out walking the paths, enjoying the swimming pool, in the pavilions. You and I always love to see families out enjoying the park and nature. So yeah, that was what we got to see.
And, you know, when I was a kid, we lived in the south end of Centralia, and it's pretty far away from parks. So we had our local playground at the school, and mm-hmm. nobody wanted to go back to the playground at school after hours because mm-hmm. that was school. Mm-hmm. So you didn't do that. But we had Centralia Foundation Park. And when I got my driver's license, of course, then that's, you know, that opened up all of Centralia to me. And at that point, yeah, you could go out and have some fun at Centralia Parks. My Uncle Harold, being the caretaker of the Centralia Foundation Park system in that neighborhood, kept a watchful eye on that, and also kept a watchful eye on the people that use the park, and I was no exception. So he would be able to hand me my hat, as it were,
If I
misbehaved in that park, he knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he did it, but he knew. But I never misbehaved in that park.
That's probably a good thing.
It's because the walls had eyes.
Mm-hmm. And so did the trees, evidently, Don.
But still, it was fun. We had some pretty cool adventures in that park.
Well, and speaking of that tree that was down in the Salem Park today, there was a big tree that had fallen in one of Vandalia's parks, and they just left it there, and it was huge. And in time, of course, all the bark came off, and they'd even cut steps into it. It was so big that even though it laid down on its side, there were steps cut into the trunk that you could easily, as a little kid, step up on. Otherwise, you could just hop up on it and sit on it. Mm-hmm. We spent many a day sitting on that big old trunk and singing and laughing and playing and climbing. Of course, the creeks were wonderful. And I, you know, I say that must have been where I got my love for creeks. We spent a lot of time, and I even mentioned this in the magazine, there were pebbles, of course, at the creek bed that almost looked like pastel jewels. Mm-hmm. I remember getting those and washing them off and bringing them home, and and the playgrounds, and just wonderful times. So we saw a little glimpse of that today with the people out enjoying themselves, and that's what a beautiful weekend is for, a beautiful weather in general.
And you remember this morning, you know, I was reintroduced to the concept of the witness tree because the tree is something that is that outlives its own humans that take care of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these witness trees in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, were witness to the conflagration there in Gettysburg. Well, you know, that concept goes all the way down to your park, your local park. You, those trees see you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You carve your initials in those trees, and, you know, your honor is... as they say, put on display sometimes. Becky loves Bobby, you know.
I had a tree like that.
Yeah. So
it got chopped down. My boyfriend in junior high wrote our initials on a tree. And years later, it had been right by the high school. And I don't know if the high school, if it was, you know, growing into the wall. I don't know what happened. But they chopped that tree down. And I went, oh, my history gone.
So that those things stand as witnesses for us. So when they lay down and become steps for us, maybe that's appropriate.
Yeah.
So,
and of course, our huge tree in our front yard has been here since the beginning of Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
Think of it, if it could talk, all the history it could tell on Main Street, USA.
No kidding. And that's a birch tree. That's,
it's a beech tree, Don.
A beech tree, birch tree. So I've got birch on the mind.
Uh-huh.
But at any rate, yeah, it's a beech tree. And you know that... that is probably one of Greenville's oldest trees.
Oh, I think so. It's humongous.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And it drops the strangest little...
fruit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The little nuts and seeds that just kill you when you step on them. They're like God's Legos. They hurt that badly when you step on them. So on that note, I think we're just going to go out on God's Legos. How's that, Don?
Well, maybe so. That's not a bad idea. God's Legos. I can live with that.
Okay.
It's an opportune moment to say goodbye at any rate.
Take care of your trees. Take care of your family. Enjoy the summer. And think about, make plans for participating in our OWL project. The art exhibit we'll have, and the autumn dinner. And think about book club, too. All that information is in the magazine or on the website and or on Facebook.
Hey, y'all take care.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye now.
Good night.